Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is, before we go to the lines, there's an issue that I want to bring up. You don't like to see disputes among our allies. And among our closest allies are Great Britain and Ireland and Scotland and, you know, British Isles. A very ugly incident. The Irish Prime Minister accuses Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Britain, of bad faith, seeking to undermine the treaty that brought peace to Ireland and that prosperity, frankly, to the UK and to Europe. What am I talking about? When Brexit first occurred, it didn't have to go to a vote. Under British law, it didn't have to go to a vote. Cameron, the Prime Minister, decided, well, I'll put it there. I'm opposed to Brexit. It won't pass, and then I'll look like a hero. Well, Russia hacked in. Trump interfered and tried to goose it on, along with Russia, and they voted for Brexit. Well, what do you do there? I mean, the UK is inextricably involved in Europe and trade. What are you going to have tariffs back and forth? So they basically negotiate a treaty. But one of the treaties was you don't mess with the peace process in Ireland. So in terms of sending goods into the EU from the UK, because technically UK is no longer part of the EU, basically, they'd be received in Northern Ireland, which is technically six counties of Ireland, part of the UK, and then it could go on into Europe. Well, now, Johnson wants a hard border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, between the six counties and the other 26 counties, which we haven't had now for over 20 years. It was negotiated by Bill Clinton and it put an end to the violence. And I'll tell you what, both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have said there's not going to be a trade agreement between the United States and the UK if he messes with that. And we don't need any of this. We don't need any of this. Boris Johnson's very weak. He just had a no confidence vote against him. That's a peculiarity of British politics. But he won it 211 to 148. These are all people in his party. So you add the two together, make believe that Kevin McCarthy or Trump or somebody had a caucus with 350 people. And 150 of them said, you're no good, get out of here. Okay, yeah, you quote one, end quote. The guy is badly damaged and he's trying to look tough. And that's why he's doing this. I got a message for the UK. Get back in the EU. Stop Brexit. You're part of Europe. You're always part of Europe. The only reason there's an English Channel is because 10,000 years ago in the glacier period, some land went underwater and now there's an English Channel. So what? You're European. You're no longer the masters of the world. Act like Europeans. Quit causing trouble. Brexit was a bad idea. It was tampered with and interfered with by the Russians, just like they did in our 2016 election. Spreading false information, one of them being, oh, the British people will lose their health care if they stay in the EU. Baloney, everybody in the EU has health care. They would keep their health care by staying in the EU. It's a lie, but it's just like here with Trump and Fox and by a narrow margin. When I say a narrow margin, when Brexit passed, Scotland opposed it, Northern Ireland opposed it, and Wales split on it. London opposed it. It was basically enough of England, you know, and you, what am I talking about? England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. That's the UK. It's not all England. It's not all England. So knock it off, guys. I'm tired of this. Knock it off. Get back in the EU. All right. We're going to the lines. Don't hang up. I'll take you in order. Robert of West Allis. You're first, my friend. What's in your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. When you were talking about Mexico, there's one area where I'll agree with CJ, some of the conservative callers on immigrants and immigration, and it's not from the Mexican border. Some immigrants are very dangerous. The most dangerous immigrant in the United States is Rupert Murdoch from Australia. With Fox, you know, leading up to January 6th, misinformation, lies, you know, through September, through October, through the election, and then even after the attack, you know, lies from their hosts, lies from their guests, you know, claims that Antifa and Black Lives Matter was at the Capitol. I mean, just outright nonsense. They refuse to let other groups run ads on their network to expose their viewers to some semblance of the truth. And now they're refusing to carry the January 6th hearings. So really what I hope they do this week is I hope they expose the clips, because Fox News, OAN, Newsmax, all these groups have culpability in this domestic terrorist attack. And if they don't have time to do it during the hearings, I hope they have a separate hearing just on the media and then really get serious about either taking broadcasting license away, fines, getting these guys off the airs, maybe even deport the man. What he's done to our country and what he's done to our democracy, it's a cancer within, and it really needs to be addressed. So I'm hoping they'll be very strong during the hearing. It's better to be strong and wrong than correct and weak. So what we need them to do is be very strong during these hearings and not put up with any nonsense from these guys.
Excellent comments, Robert. Excellent comments. And next we go to, believe it or not, CJ of Stoughton. CJ, you would agree with Robert, wouldn't you, that it's wrong for Fox to black out the live hearings? You'd agree that that is wrong, don't you?
I think they can cover it without watching it live. You got every other news network watching it. But Fox has been number one for 25 years, Matt. And it's $4.95 a gallon. Wow, this guy's doing a great job. You know, and Fox is number one more than CNN and MSNBC combined, and Fox is growing. You know why? Because you hear both sides of an issue. And if you want to watch real news, watch Brett Baer's special report. He's a true journalist, not a pundit. And, you know, if you call this success, Matt, that's really scary. How about the success of our commander cut and run, checking his watches as the coffins are coming off the plane at Dover? As he's watching them go by, he's checking his watch. He's commander cut and run, and the voters haven't forgotten. Afghanistan, Russia never would have invaded if this guy wasn't weak, and he promised to tear, but Taiwan is next. This guy's a failure both domestically and foreign policy, and you sit there and say he's doing a great job. Boy, you're watching a different movie than all the other voters.
CJ, I got to just jump in because I got to say a couple of things. We did have a commander cut and run. His name is Donald Trump. Donald Trump cut and ran from Afghanistan. He recognized the Taliban, X'd out the Afghan government from the Vienna talks, said we were going to walk out unilaterally on May 1, which would have been a disaster, and freed 5,000 terrorists to go out and kill people. It was Biden that put the brakes on that. And the point is that Afghanistan is a fundamentalist Islamic culture. You cannot rescue an Islamic fundamentalist culture from its own culture. It's as simple as that. And Biden is understood that. The second thing is, you say that Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if Trump were president. Trump was going to take us out of NATO. Putin would have invaded Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, Serbia, Croatia, all the ones they had before. Trump was on the take from the Ruskies. He was on the take from the Ruskies. Now, and when you say that Fox does both sides, does Tucker Carlson, Tuckio Rose do both sides? When he said that the FBI is responsible for orchestrating the January 6th attack and vaccines are bad, when he just got a vaccine himself or he would have been fired, they should show the hearings. But always glad to hear the other point of view. Next, we are going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Oh, man, it's an honor to be behind CJ. You know, CJ, you're earning your money. You're proving what you are. You're the best advertising for the right-wing bizarre people there could be. Keep on the air. Keep talking. Unfortunately, buddy, I'll just give you a little clue. You're embarrassing yourself, but keep talking. Keep talking. You're doing a good job. But here's why I called, Matt. There's definitely been a turn in the primaries, and with the televised of January 6th coming up, why Fox and Newsmax won't do it? They know what happened with Watergate. When Watergate was televised, that was the end. That was the end. It was over, Rover. And guess what? It's over again. I'm glad it's being televised. Newsmax and Fox just can't understand how to cope with this because they've always struggled with the truth. They specialize in conspiracy theories. Tucker Carlson wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for Swanson TV dinners, if you know what I'm talking about, because that's how he got on the air. That's Swanson money. You know what I'm talking about, Matt. I know you do. So anyhow, you guys have a good day, and I think we're finally... The truth is coming to the surface. I'm excited.
Thank you, Bill. As always, great comments, Bill. Thank you. Mark from the SAC, you're next, my friend, before the break. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a teddy bear's picnic, but getting back to a state issue, just going through the headlines this morning and going through some articles that I saw where Judge Boren out of Waukesha County is now saying that, oh, it was just fine that, you know, suspending the DNR's ability to enforce some law. And that it's kind of ridiculous that people, taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin, had to pay for bottled water for people that manufacturers and the military have contaminated our water with PFAS. Not to mention other contaminants that we have to pay for the cleanup of this stuff because the companies don't want to do it. And WMC is right behind it. I think that I can't help but remember an image of. From a history book of them dumping tea down a tea tax collector's mouth, you know, that after tar and feathering them, making them drink, make him drink the tea, make every single person that works at WMC drink the contaminated water, make that judge drink the contaminated water, make the owners of those companies drink the contaminated water.
I like that, Mark. We're going to a break. I love your passion, and I love that. Forever chemicals are in the water, exactly as you say. There's a Republican Party, cancer is in the water, and a Republican judge will uphold that. That's got to be overturned. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. We're going to a quick break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Be back on the lines right after the break.